Welcome to DNB College. Today we're building a subweight roller with Pyrotradio Energy in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Make the low end feel grimy, hypnotic, and dangerous, but still tight enough to move a room. This is not about making a huge bass sound for the sake of it. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass has to work with a break. It should bounce against the drums, leave space for the snare to crack, and carry that tense, worn-in energy you hear in pirate sets and early warehouse records. That's the vibe we're chasing. Start with something very simple. Open a MIDI track and load Operator or Wavetable. If you want the cleanest foundation, go with Operator. If you want a little more character from the start, Wavetable is great too. But keep the source plain. A sign or something very close to it is perfect. We're building from the bottom up. Now write a tiny phrase, not a busy bass line. Think in bars, not in notes. An 8-bar loop with only 2 to 4 notes is enough. You might hold one note across bar 1, answer it in bar 2 or 4, then add a small pickup at the end of bar 8. That's already enough to get the roller feeling. What to listen for here is whether the bass gives the drums room to speak. If the line is too active, the break stops breathing. If it's too static, the track loses tension. The sweet spot is simple but intentional. That's the DNB mindset. Less clutter, more pressure. Once the MIDI idea is there, shape the sound. Keep the core low end clean and controlled. In Operator, use a sine or soft wave and keep the envelope tight enough that the bass doesn't ring forever. A short to medium decay often works well for this kind of subweight movement. If the notes are too long, the low end starts to smear. If they're too short, the bass loses weight. After the synth, add saturator. Keep it subtle first. A few dB of drive is usually enough to bring out harmonics without turning the bass into fuzz. Soft clip can help tighten the peaks, but don't overdo it. The goal is not distortion for its own sake. The goal is translation. You want the bass to stay audible on small speakers and still feel solid on a proper system. Why this works in DNB is because the sub gives you the physical weight, and the harmonics give you the perception of presence. That means the bass can cut through a dense break without needing to get louder and messier. Now let's split the idea into two layers. Keep one layer as the clean sub foundation. That layer should stay centered, mono, and dark. Then create a second layer for grit and attitude. This can be a duplicate of the same synth, but filtered and processed differently. On the sub layer, keep the low end clean and trim any unnecessary top. On the grit layer, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Then add a little more saturation and use auto filter to give it movement. This is one of the most important ideas in the whole lesson. The sub is the engine. The grit is the character. If both layers try to do the same job, the mix gets cloudy. But if each layer has a clear role, the bass feels bigger, cleaner, and more controlled. What to listen for now is the center of the bass. The low end should feel firm and stable, not fuzzy and wide. If the patch starts sounding like a blurry rectangle instead of a focused low note, back off the saturation and check the balance between the layers. Now open the MIDI again and shape the note lengths. This matters more than people think. For old school roller energy, notes usually work best when they are short to medium, not overly legato. A long note on the downbeat, a shorter reply later in the bar, and a small pickup before the phrase changes is a great starting point. The reason this works in DNB is that the bass should speak like part of the groove, not float over it like a pad. The kick, snare, and break already have movement. Your bass should either lock into that movement or lean against it on purpose. If the notes overlap too much, the sub muddies the pocket. If they're too short, the bass loses authority. So aim for that middle ground where each hit feels deliberate. A good roller should feel like it knows exactly when to arrive and when to get out of the way. Now bring in a filter and use it for controlled motion. Put auto filter on the mid layer or on the bass bus if your sub is already staying clean enough. Keep the movement subtle. You're not trying to make a giant wobble. You're trying to make the bass breathe. A small automation sweep across 4 or 8 bars is usually enough. Open the filter a bit on important notes, then let it fall back into darkness. That little bit of movement can give you that Pyrotradio feeling, like the sound is coming through old gear, tape wear, or a slightly unstable transmission. What to listen for here is whether the bass feels alive without losing its center. If the movement starts to dominate the groove, the automation range is too wide. Pull it back. In this style, the bass should feel animated, not distracted. Now check it with drums as early as possible. Don't wait until the sound design is perfect in solo, because solo lies. Drop in your break or your main drum pattern and hear how the bass behaves in context. This is where the real decisions happen. Listen closely to the relationship between kick and sub. Make sure the snare still cuts through on 2 and 4. And check whether the bass is masking the ghost notes or break to tail. If the drums are busy, the bass often needs to be slightly more restrained in the low mids. If the drums are sparse, you can let the bass take a little more space. Keep the low end centered. A good rule is to stay mono below roughly 120 Hz. Utility is your friend here. If the bass feels huge in stereo but falls apart in mono, it's not ready yet. The energy in this style should come from rhythm and harmonics, not from spreading the sub around. If the snare disappears, reduce the bass level before you start carving huge EQ holes. Level is often the fastest fix. Don't make the patch more complicated than it needs to be. Then use EQ8 to clean up anything that's fighting the drums. This is not about thinning the bass out. It's about making space. If the bass feels boxy, a small reduction around 200 to 400 Hz can help. If the growl gets harsh, soften a little around 1.5 to 3 kHz. If the sub is blooming too much, check the low end around 50 to 80 Hz depending on the key and the kick. Be careful not to overcut the body. A lot of beginners solo the bass, hear some mud, and carve too much away. Then the bass loses its weight and becomes a weak sub test tone. In DNB, that low mid body is often part of what makes the roller feel serious. Now let's talk about timing feel. Tiny midi nudges can give you a lot of personality. You don't need heavy swing on everything. You can leave the first note tight on the grid, place a response note a little late for menace, and keep a pickup note tight so the phrase still feels intentional. This is one of those details that really matters in jungle and old school DNB. The break already has natural movement. Your bass can either lock with that movement or lean against it. Small shifts make the loop feel more human and more dangerous. What to listen for is groove, not sloppiness. If the bass starts dragging, your timing moves are too large, pull them back until the line still feels tight enough for a dance floor. At this point, make a creative decision. Do you want the cleaner subweight roller, or do you want the rougher pirate radio grime? If you choose cleaner, keep the saturation subtle. Keep the grit layer lower in the mix, and use tighter filter movement. That version is better when the drums are already dense and the track needs clarity. If you choose rougher, push the saturation a little harder, let the mid layer speak more, and open the filter movement slightly. Keep the sud clean underneath so the roughness doesn't destroy the foundation. That version is great when you want more nostalgia, more tape-worn pressure, and a little more attitude. Neither one is wrong. You're just choosing the flavor that suits the track. Now think in phrases, not loops. A strong bassline needs arrangement logic. Maybe the intro hints at the bass with filtered movement. Then the first drop gives you the full subweight roller. On the next 8 bars, drop one note or change the last hit so the phrase breathes. Then on the second drop, bring in a slightly more aggressive mid layer or a tiny octave twist. That small evolution keeps the tune moving. In DNB, you don't need huge bass changes every bar. Often the strongest move is one small change at the right moment. Consistency beats constant surprise. A really useful pro habit is to do the three-way check: bass solo, drum solo, and full loop. If it only sounds good in one of those three, it's not ready yet. Also watch the release tails. A lot of low-end mud comes from notes overlapping just a little too long, not from the tone itself. If the pressure drops when the drums come in, check note length, bass level, mono compatibility, and whether the kick and bass are hitting the same spot too hard. And here's a very important reminder. If you've been tweaking the same patch for 10 minutes and the improvements are tiny, stop, freeze it, flatten it, or resample it to audio and move on. The track needs decisions. It does not need endless microscopic polishing. If you want to go further, there are a few easy upgrade paths. You can make one version cleaner and one version rougher. You can use a call and response phrasing idea, where the first half of the bar stays sparse and the second half replies with a slightly brighter note. You can make a tape-worn version by softening the top end of the grit layer. Or you can add a tiny rude mid-bass accent on just a few notes, while keeping the sub boring on purpose. That's often what makes the line feel powerful. A great beginner exercise is to build a 16-bar roller in 15 to 25 minutes using only Ableton stock devices. Keep the first 8 bars to 3 or 4 notes max. Keep the sub mono and centered. Use one movement source only. Then make a clean version and a rougher version. For the second 8 bars, make one small change in rhythm, filter position, or grit level. That's it. When you're done, ask yourself a few honest questions. Does the bass still hit clearly when the drums are playing? Can you hear the snare and break to tail? In mono, does the sub still feel solid and centered? Does the second phrase feel like a real progression, not just a copy? If the answer is yes, you're in the right zone. So the big idea here is simple. Build a bass line that moves like a character, but stays stable like a machine. Clean sub, separate grit, simple phrasing, subtle filter movement, and constant checking against the drums. That's how you get pirate radio pressure without turning the low end into soup. Now take the exercise, make two versions, and commit to one. Clean or rough, both are valid. The important part is that the bass locks in, the break still breathes, and the whole thing feels like it's rolling forward through smoke and static. Go build it.